This is Rocco Granato reporting live for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. I'm at the Wells Fargo Center where the Wings just fell to the Minnesota Swarm by a final score of 11-10. With me right now is rookie forward Garrett Thall. Garrett, your first game here in the Wells Fargo Center, a place where you've come when you were a kid growing up. What was going through you when you had your name announced in the starting lineup, coming out through that tunnel and having the crowd just cheering?
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, just thinking about it right now, I've got goosebumps. You know, I came here for 9 or 10 years when I was a kid, and you know, the only thing I wanted when I was a kid was to be out there and have my name called. And you know, when it finally happened, you know, it's kind of surreal.
Now, you scored your first goal of your career up in Buffalo. You come here, you come home, so to speak, and you put two of them in.
Yeah.
What did it feel like scoring your, we'll say, your first goal on a home floor in front of hometown fans?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, scoring the goal up in Buffalo and in Rochester, you know, it gets pretty quiet, but you know, to have you know, the fans going wild is awesome. I mean, it's you know, it's a very surreal experience again. And I guess the only real emotion I had was, you know, elation, I guess. You know, I was just felt like I was on cloud nine a little bit.
Now, watching the game, we see guys trying to take runs at you, and they're just bouncing off of you. And people behind me and sitting next to me, we're just scratching our heads going, are they serious? They're really trying to go through you. I mean, we've seen Jordan McIntosh go over to you and push you a couple times. What was said in that type of an exchange?
You know, I don't actually even remember. I mean, you know, I don't like getting pushed around. It doesn't happen very often. And, you know, just being as big as I am, and, you know, I have the mentality to go with it. So, I mean, you know, my mentality is the only way I'm going on the floor is if I put myself there, you know, if I'm diving or whatever. Nobody's going to put me on my back. That's kind of the mentality I have.
Now, this is the second game lost by one goal. Battle back, second quarter again, a struggle.
Yeah.
What is the atmosphere right now with the players in the locker room? They're showing a lot of fight, bouncing back from these games. You just can't get over that hump. So right. what is the move right now, knowing that you have to travel to Minnesota and play now on their home opener in front of their fans?
Right. I mean, like you said, that second quarter is the biggest thing. You know, if we caught out those second quarter runs, we don't have to bounce back. You know, when we settle down and we play our game, the ball drops. And, you know, we can beat that team. It's just we got to get rid of that crappy second quarter like it's been happening the past couple weeks. So we cut that out, and, you know, we can beat anybody.
Now, being a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy, went to Army, played lacrosse. What is your military commitment? Because a lot of fans have been asking, okay, what is, you know, he's coming from Military Academy. There's some type of commitment. How is that going to affect during the season?
So, I branched infantry out of the Military Academy, and in order to get that job, I added an additional 3 years to my contract. And upon graduation, I was asked to be an athletic intern for 6 months. So that was supposed to end in December. But while I'm on the roster for Team USA, the Army's let me stay at West Point and train. So, you know, competing at the national level, that's kind of one of the exceptions that the Army makes. You know, if I hadn't been on Team USA, you know, this probably wouldn't be happening. You know, I would be at my basic officer leader course down in Fort Benning, and I'd be, you know, getting it on with my classmates. So I do have a service commitment, and you know, my tenure at West Point ends in August. So as soon as August comes around, that's when I'm going off and doing my training. You know, I do that basic officer leader course, like I said, I'm going to Ranger School, Airborne, all the schools my unit wants me to go to. And then after all that, I go to my unit and I serve. And you know, basically, if I can do this with my military commitment, then I will. But as soon as lacrosse starts getting in the way of me doing my job, then I've got to hang up the cleats. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Because I mean, I didn't go to West Point to be a professional lacrosse player. You know, I went there to be an officer and a soldier, and I fully intend to honor my commitment. I mean, I do have reservations about even being at West Point. I mean, I want to get out there and I want to serve, because I think I've got a lot to offer the Army. And but like I said, if it works out that I can do both, then great. But if not, you know, my commitment lies with the Army.
Well, it's obvious the fans love seeing you out there playing. You know, very impressed with your using your size and your strength, like the coaches said during training camp. You're using it to push through the middle and do what needs to be done. The fans, I've heard them say nothing but good things, that you really are showing it out there on the floor. So hopefully U.S. Army, lacrosse can both mesh together and you're here for many years to come. Garrett, I thank you. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live for InLacrosseWeTrust.com, where again, the Philadelphia Wings fell to the Minnesota Swarm by a final score of 11-10.